So at that point, all I was doing there was validating the idea before I even put it out there. Well, hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Rock Your Brand podcast. I'm your host, Scott Boker, a serial entrepreneur on a mission to help you. This show is designed to teach you, to inspire you, to motivate you to take massive action and build a future-proof business. So whether you're just starting out or taking your existing business to the next level, this is your home. Now, if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's rock your brand. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Rock Your Brand podcast. This is episode 908, and today I'm fired up because I am going to break down a three-step process on where you can create a digital product. Or wait a minute, let me back up. Don't create the digital product until you validate that it will actually sell. Yes, that's what we're going to be talking about. And actually, I am going to be playing a recent coffee talk. So if you are not joining me on these coffee talks where I sit down with a group of people in the morning, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern time, you really should join us. And you can do that by heading over to takeactioncrew.com. Again, that's takeactioncrew.com. That's where we get to hang out, talk a little bit of business, get you off to a great day, and get out there and take some action. And this topic was discussed in detail, and I broke down the three-step process. So that's what you're going to be listening into. Before we do jump in, we are talking about creating a digital product. One of the biggest hang-ups for people, or the biggest sticking points, is people saying, it seems like a lot of work to create a digital product. It seems hard. Well, I actually just got done doing a workshop where I break this down. It's called the Digital Product Creation Fast Track Workshop. And what this does is it breaks down exactly how to come up with an idea, how to validate it, and from there, how to map it out, how to create it, how to sell it within 30 days or less. That is what we just taught inside of that workshop. If you're interested in going through that workshop, head on over to brandcreators.com/digital. Again, that's brandcreators.com/digital. All right, now I'm going to break it down here in this episode of how you can actually do this as far as how to validate it before you ever even create the product. You're going to learn exactly what I do in this three-step process. So if you've been interested in launching your own digital product, definitely go check out the workshop. So affordable, guys. And also, listen to this episode because I'm going to fill you in on those three steps that you can implement today. All right, guys, so sit back, relax, and enjoy. Today, the topic is going to be, and I polled a little bit of the audience in the Rock Your Brand Facebook group, and I asked, what did you want to talk about this Monday morning? And it was either email marketing, email list building type stuff, or digital product creation. Digital product creation won by a little bit, not much. But that's what we're going to be talking about here today. And I've got it kind of mapped out here because the title of this was three-step process to sell your digital products before you create it. Who would want to do that? Who would want to create a digital product, but before you did, you actually pre-sold it so you didn't waste your time? Now, I talked about this a few episodes back of the coffee talks. Let me kind of go back here. When was that? I think it was last week where I basically said this was a case study. And you guys kind of watched me do it as I was building the email list building fast track workshop, which, by the way, has been going great. And our students have been giving us feedback, and people are already getting results, and people are already taking action. And literally on the sales page, I just finalized that on Friday. And over the weekend, I had another a video come through, a testimonial, a story. And it was from Gabriella. And I ended up putting it on there. It was awesome. And yeah, it just feels really good. But that was all done after the fact, right? And so my point is, when you're thinking about creating a digital product, if you're just creating an ebook, let's say, and you're taking some blog content, and you're going to turn that into an ebook, there's nothing wrong with doing that and then selling it, right? But I like to get validation first in anything that I do. You guys know I have the The playbook, always by my side, right? The playbook is always about validation. It always starts with the validation piece. If you do not validate your market, if you do not validate your brand, you could be doing a lot of work and then find out that, oh, there's really not enough traffic there, or oh, there's really not any ways to monetize, right? So we need to know that stuff first. Same thing goes with the product. If you start building a product, and I've done this, that's why I know. I've spent, probably 2 months developing a product. And then all of a sudden I get ready to launch it. I launch it and it's crickets. You know, no one really wants it, right? So we don't want to guess. We want to know. And one way to really know is to get people to vote with their wallets. Like, that's the number one way, right? Now, you could get people to raise their hand and say, I'm in. Yes, yes, yes. And we did that, by the way, recently. And that's like the first phase of this, is to kind of get some validation of people saying, I'm in. Yes, yes, yes. But then the true test, the true validation, is them taking out that credit card and giving it to you to run the order, or PayPal. All right. So it's really important that you understand that. Now, you might be thinking, well, I don't know if I can really do that in my market. Well, let me just tell you something. If you have any reach on Facebook at all, I don't care if it's 10 people, 100 people. If you have an email list, I don't care, 10 people, 100 people, 500, 5,000, doesn't matter, right? You have a way to test your idea before you ever create the product, or before you go all in on the product. Now, MVP, minimum viable product, we talk a lot about that. That right there, my friends, is a way to get something out there quick, right? And the way that you get it out there quick is either you can compile some information you already have written or you've already created. Now, Gabriella, she actually, in her video that she had talked about, she was stuck before she got into the email list building fast track workshop. She's also part of our academy, but she was stuck. And what I mean by stuck was that she thought that she had to have this like big thing, you know, ready to go, or she had to have her website totally completed, and she had to have all of the different, all of the ducks in a row. And then she went through the training. She's like, wait a minute, I don't have to. And actually, I've got already the stuff that I need to do to turn this into a lead magnet. So then within a couple of hours, she had her lead magnet, right? But she also did not overcomplicate that process. So a lot of what we talk about here is getting something out there as quick as possible. We don't want something that's junk. No, we don't. We want something that's good quality, but there's ways to do it before you actually create the product. So that's what I'm going to be walking you guys through here today. Let me ask you guys that are here live, or even in the comments, if you're here on the replay, are you at the point right now that you want to build a digital product? Just give me a yes, I would like to create a digital product, or no, I'm not ready to build a digital product. Just let me know. I just kind of want to get a little bit of a pulse here and see where you guys are at. And I mean, this is called a coffee talk, so I probably should take a sip of this tall coffee that is really piping hot right now while you guys do that. So why don't you guys do that for me? Let's see here. Phil, what's up, man? Happy Monday to you. Sean, what's up? Good seeing you, man. Let's see here. Sanashi, I think it is. Yes, now we can. Oh, that was, listen here, if you could hear me. Awesome. Also, guys, let me know, is this your first time attending one of these coffee talks? Let me know. Let's see. Yes, Sean says, yes. Kate, I'm not at the point of creating a digital product yet. Okay. Kate, I know where you're at. You're at the list building part, which I think leads itself to the digital product, which I'll talk about here in a minute. Looking into online courses. Okay. Agnet, not ready for digital product, focusing on selling physical products. Okay. One thing that a lot of people don't realize, though, in that e-commerce world is a digital product could lead and help sell more of your physical products. Just something to think about. Just something to think about. What's up, Sean? okay. So, and this is a good question, too. Is it possible to validate without a list Facebook ads? The answer is yes, kind of. It'll be a little bit harder, but yes, you can. And I'll talk through that and what that looks like. Let's see here. Oh, yes. First time managed to catch this. Awesome. And I can't see who it is because I don't think you've let StreamYard know who you are, because you have to kind of go through this one little thing. It says it in the post. But I'll be able to look back and see who this was, but just as Facebook user. But I appreciate you being here. It's always good to see new faces. So I appreciate you. Okay. So let's kind of walk through this. The way that I look at it is, when you are coming up with an idea, any idea, if you're selling a physical product, you better have a good idea that the market wants what you have. And a lot of times we use tools like Jungle Scout, or we'll use, you know, eBay, and we'll look through and see how many have sold in the past and stuff like that. Like, we want to validate that, right? With a digital product, we can kind of do it quicker, and we can validate sometimes quicker by our own results, okay? And like I said, I just literally went through this. I'll be doing it again in November. November, we're going to roll out this topic right here, how to create a digital product and sell it within 30 days. That will be the fast track workshop that we're going to be working on. And oh, by the way, Brand Creators Academy members, if you're watching this, or if you're thinking about joining, that's also what we're doing inside of there, is we're giving all of our Academy members these fast track workshops, just as you know, being a member. But we also do a whole bunch of other training. We do coaching calls and all of that stuff as well. And also, I should probably mention that, depending on when you're watching this, yeah, I definitely should mention this, where is it? Well, I don't have the date here, I guess. But we are opening Brand Creators Academy on Monday, October 26th. And this will be the last public open. Okay. After that, after these 5 days, we're going to open it for 5 days. After these 5 days, it's going to be by application only or private invitation. So again, mark your calendars if you're ready. If you've been on the sidelines and you're like, Scott, I really want to join, I just don't know if I'm ready. Depending on where you're at, you're probably ready. We kind of cover all of the different aspects of the brand building. But again, if you have any questions on that, let me know that too. But next Monday, October 26th, we're going to be rolling out registration, or opening registration for new members. All right. So if you're interested, be ready. Okay. October 26th. That's next Wednesday. All right. Let me, I'm going to get into it here, guys. I just want to remove that. There we go. All right, cool. Okay. So let's talk about this, and I'm going to walk you through, and I want you to think about how simple this is too. Okay. I also want you to think about this before we even get rolling here. Have you ever had someone say to you, yeah, I'll do that, and then it comes time to actually do it and they don't do it? And this could be buying something from you, or this could just be like you said, hey, I'm thinking about, you know, doing this thing, you know, maybe, I don't know, playing a game or playing football or whatever it is, right? And then it just never seems to happen. But there's people that'll just say yes because they want to yes you, whether it's a friend, a family member. Happens all the time. That also happens when you start to build an audience. You have people that are like, yeah, I would love to go through that. I would love to give you a testimonial. And then they don't give you a testimonial, right? Yes, Scott, you know, I'll definitely do that for you. And then they just don't do it. And the reason is because it's just they're busy and they're overcommitting, or they just don't have the time. Or if you're charging for something, maybe they don't have the money at the time, or they don't think they can afford it, whatever, right? All kinds of excuses. But the bottom line is, when they vote with their wallet, okay, or their credit card or PayPal, that's a true vote, right? And there's ways that we can do this pretty simply. And I'm going to give you guys like the basics, but also you can just go run with this, all right? Just go run with it. So the three-step process to sell your digital product before you create it is this. Number one, we need the idea, right? But when we have the idea, we need to validate the idea. So how do we validate the idea? That's the first question, okay? The very first thing, and this is exactly what I just did, and I've done it in the past. I've done it differently in the past because I've always kind of validated it through the email list. This time I validated it somewhat through Facebook. I did a different approach, and it literally looked like this. And you, if you want to go back to the post, just go into, excuse me, go into the Rock Your Brand Facebook group. And just go back to some of the posts that I've recently done, and you'll see probably around 3-4 weeks ago, there's a post there. It's just a text post, and it just says, I'm thinking about doing an email list building workshop showing you how to get 500 subscribers within 30 days. It's going to be $27 for the first 100 people. If you're interested, just comment I'm in the comments. Like, that's it, right? So at that point, all I was doing there was validating the idea before I even put it out there, right? I didn't even charge for it. I didn't say anything, right? So all I was doing is I was prepping people to know that it's going to be something that's not going to be free, okay? And then I was also getting to see the interest in that topic. So I didn't create anything. I'm not wasting any time. I literally drafted up a post in Facebook and just posted it. Done, right? And from that one post, now I posted that on the page. I posted it in the group. Yeah, and I posted it in those two spots. Collectively, between the two, I think we had over 120 comments that said, I'm in, or yes, you know, I would love to, right? Any of that stuff, right? Now, that was just from that. I didn't email my list. I didn't do any of that stuff at this point, right? So the next phase of this was actually now charging, right? So then what I ended up doing was I waited, I think, I don't know, 5 days, 4 or 5 days, and I had the date now set that I was going to do. No, actually, I take that back. Time out. I did not have the date set yet. And I said, okay, it's official. Going to be teaching email list building fast track workshop. First 100 people can get in for just $27. If you want in, comment and I'll send you the link when we're ready. Right. And that's it. And so basically from that post or both of those posts, because I even went back to the other post, I literally direct messaged people with a link. And that link was only going to a checkout page. Now that could have just went to a PayPal button. It literally. Okay. Now, one thing I learned here though, and you might already know what I'm going to say if you've been following along. You cannot send a lot of Facebook messages to people with a link in them. It looks bad. It looks like it's spam, right? Even though it wasn't, they wanted me to send it to Facebook. There's like a threshold that's like, if you send more than 30 within like 30 minutes, there's a flag, right? So there's a couple workarounds to this. Number one is you can just comment back to each one and just give the link in the comment thread. That's one way. The second way is you can literally type it out on your screen, like put it up in like a Keynote or PowerPoint and put the link there, take a picture of it, and then send that in your private message. And that's it. Now from that, immediately when I did that, I think we had at the time maybe 50, 60 people that actually they purchased. They went $27, right? They purchased the email list building workshop. But now I had another week and a half before I was going to teach it. I didn't even have the date set yet. And these people bought, right? So that was the first part. Now, the second part was, is I would then post again and say, hey, I'm getting ready to do this. The date is going to be this. And it was, I forget what the date was now. And I had the date. If you're interested and have not grabbed a spot yet, comment and I'll send you the link. That was it, right? So again, I'm validating. Nothing has been created. I'm validating. And now at this point, I'm collecting money, right? But even before you collect money, you can just do that post to see the interest. Then from the interest, know that if you get 20 people that say, yes, I'm in, but then you only get half of those people, that's normal, right? Because they're voting now with dollars versus just them being like, yes, right? So that's how you can validate it. So if you have a Facebook profile, if you have a Facebook page, if you have a Facebook group, all you need to do is just basically write a little post saying, I'm thinking about putting together a workshop or a video series or a ebook that will be on, you know, 101 meals for plant-based. So you never go wondering what you can eat Monday through Friday or, you know, Monday through Sunday or whatever, something better than that. But you get what I'm saying, right? And then you're going to see what your audience is going to say. Now, if you don't have an audience, if you don't have people, that's why you need to start posting stuff. And I don't mean posting every day or like every hour of the day. Yes, I would post once a day, just to let people know what you're talking about. Like you guys know, if you're on these coffee talks, you've heard me talk about email list building. You've heard me talk about content creation. You've heard me talk about website stuff, your home base, right? It's because I'm constantly seeding that. Right now, I'm starting to talk about digital products more. Why? Because that's going to be our next fast track, right? I'll still talk about email list building. And then when I say that, I can say, and oh, if you missed that workshop, it's now on demand. You can go check it out. And then I can give you this friendly little link. Let me just go ahead and do that, right? So there it is. If you go to brandcreators.com/list, that is now available, right? And you can start building your list You can learn how to build your list in under 3 hours and you can start implementing within 24 hours. That's what the promise is on that, right? And if you go there, you're going to see now there's a sales page. There was never a sales page there before, right? And it's going to give you all of the pros of what you can expect. You're going to also see all the things that you'll be able to learn, but also how fast it's going to be, right? Because that's to me the promise, right? You don't have to go through 3 weeks. You can go through 3 hours and be done, right? And start implementing. So again, I have this now to lead people through, but I'm not going to be really bringing a ton of attention to that now because I'm going to move into digital product creation because that's naturally where you would go next. Now, we could talk about email marketing, which we will do a fast track workshop on just like the messaging and the writing. And I had a guy the other day said, Scott, why don't you come out with an ebook on all like how to write copy, how to write, you know, emails. I mean, you have to have a whole 5 years worth. And I do, right? But that would probably be a fast track workshop where I would take the best and go through it and then teach the writing process, right? And the marketing process. And like me going into next week is Brand Creators Academy. We're going to be opening. Well, guess what? Today, an email went out and that email is seeding the open, right? So it's basically seeding and letting people know it's coming. I didn't open up today and say, hey, we're opening up today. You should go there. No, I said, listen, next week, be ready because Monday, now my email wasn't just that. I should probably even, maybe I'll do that on Wednesday. I'll pull up the email. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that on Wednesday. I'm going to bring up that email and we're going to dive into it so you can see how you take an email, you create a lesson in it for them to gain. You're not selling them in it. And then it turns into awareness or a sale, right? And I did that on a couple episodes ago or a couple coffee talks ago. I'll do it again. You guys tend to like those. I like doing them. But I literally wrote that email before we jumped on here today. I'm seeding that. It's not available right now, but now you have time to think about it. You're also going to start hearing more of the benefits of being a member. You're going to also see if it's right for you or not. And then when we open, you've got a decision to make, right? So it's the same thing. If you're going to do this digital product thing, you do that in your market. Start letting people know the topic that you're going to be, or the topics, I should say. Maybe it's two different topics. And then you get a feel. Hey, if I was going to do an ebook on this topic or this topic, which one do you want me to do first? That's your first post. Like literally all you guys can do that right now. Now, if you do not have an email list, if you do not have a Facebook group or a Facebook page, or even people that, you know, that friends and family that are on your profile page, if you don't have any of that stuff, my first plan for you, my plan of action would be is to build that email list. Get that email list, you know, 200, 300, 500 people is even better. And then that is your list that you can launch to, right? And that's why I started with the email list building fast track workshop. Because once we get that, guess who's going to want to probably start building their digital product so they have something to offer that list now? See, it goes hand in hand. All right. So let's kind of break this down. All right. Make it really, really simple. So number one, validate your idea or your digital product with the audience or the list that you currently have. And again, I don't care if it's 25 people or 2,500 people, right? You can do that right now inside of whatever reach availability that you have right now. Okay. But again, if you don't have that email list, I'd encourage you go to that link. Look at, I'm pointing right at it. Can I get close? Right there. See? Go there, brandcreators.com/list. Go there, go through that workshop. It's the best investment you're going to make for under $50. I promise you that. And then from there, once you build that, guess what? Immediately after that, you're going to start doing what I just said. And you can ask your email list. Hey, I just did a post on Facebook on my page. I want to know A or B. Do you want this or do you want this? Or simply just say, hey, reply back. Do you want A or B? Don't tell them to write this whole thing out. Just say, hey, do you want A or B, right? And A is going to be the first product or the first idea, and the B is going to be the second. That's it, okay? Once we do that, we find which one is the winner, or we find out they don't want either of them. So now we got to say, okay, either we didn't pick the right market or the right targeting on our list, or we just didn't give them the right thing that they want. So then the next thing would be like, hey, what is something that you're struggling with right now that you wish that you could get solved? They're going to tell you. right? They're going to tell you what their problem is. And then that problem or the solution is going to be what you're going to make the offer to. It's that simple. Okay. So number one, we need to have the idea, but then we need to validate that idea just at a really, simple and just light way. Like, it's just like, listen, A or B, right? Now, again, if you don't have an idea, you need that audience to ask them, what do you need help with? Right? So that's how that works. Step two. Now we're going to have them validate it with their wallets. So we're basically going to create a little Facebook post, or we're going to create an email that says, hey, I'm going to be doing this thing. You guys voted and it's going to be on X, right? How to catch more bass in a pond. Okay. That's going to be the training that I'm going to do, or the ebook that I'm going to create. Now, what I'm going to do is for the first 25 people, I'm going to offer it for just $7, and normally it's going to sell for $20. Okay. And if you're interested in being one of our, students, or our beta users, or our founding members, however you want to call it, something that makes them feel as though they're helping you create this product, and the reason that you're giving them a discount is because of that. Then from there, you say, if you're interested, let me know and I'll send you a direct link. Right. And then all you're going to do is go into PayPal, create a PayPal link, and send them a PayPal link. Or if you're using Samcart, use Samcart. If you're using Kajabi, use Kajabi. If you're using Gumroad, use Gumroad. I don't care what it is. Just do not get overwhelmed or get stuck in the tech. Right. I've done it years ago. My $12,500 first launch that I ever did with a list of 1,000 people, it was a PayPal button. That's it. I didn't use Stripe. They didn't have these other fancier tools, Kajabi. They didn't have any of that stuff. You know, if you had to do it, I was using one shopping cart, which, if anybody knows what that was a pain in the butt to set up. And it was just really old school. Okay. But I did it. I figured it out after the fact, but that was after I did my first one. My first one was just a PayPal button. That was it. That's it. That's all I use. So again, not overcomplicating it. So that's like the second part. Get them to validate with their wallet. Okay. And then the third thing is create it. All right. And when you create it, the cool thing is two things happen. As you're planning the content, or as you're building the ebook, or you're building the course, or you're building any of this stuff. And, you know, like for me, I was building the workshop. I'm building the workshop slides. I'm building all of my material. And now I get to show a little bit of a sneak peek. Hey guys, I show a screenshot. Hey guys, here's what I've been working on all week. I can't wait to deliver this to all of the people that already signed up. If you haven't signed up, make sure that you do here, right? And so I get to show a sneak peek of the product. Now, this happens in a physical product too. If you're building a physical product, let's say I'm building the world's best tennis racket. I'm going to show the prototype. I'm going to show me using the prototype. I'm going to show the different things that I'm working on. And then I'm going to ask you for feedback. Hey, do you like this color bottom, or do you like this color bottom, A or B? Then they're going to vote on it. And then, oh, by the way, if you haven't got in on the early bird, 100 racket, club, then go there now. And if you already have, thank you. And this is what we're working on now. We're working on the base, or we're working on the grip, or whatever it is, right? You can do this in anything that you're building. And the more that you do it and you make them part of it, the more they feel tied to it. And they feel like they're being a part of that. Anybody else that brings awareness to it without you being like, hey, look at this thing. Do you want to buy it? It's just, you're excited about it, right? So as you're still leading up to it, you want to highlight some things that are happening behind the scenes, right? So if you're building an ebook, you might be like, hey, the first chapter is just about done. And then you would show, like, maybe you would take a screenshot of a couple of the pages, or maybe you would do a video walking, thumbing through the pages, right? Or maybe you have a cover idea and you're like, hey, here's three different covers that came back from my graphic designer. Which one do you think I should use? Right? So you can constantly be doing this. And as you're doing it, you're getting them excited because something's coming and they already purchased it. And then the other people that haven't yet, it brings awareness to it. Right? So it's constantly doing that. All right. So that's really the process. Then once you are done with that thing and you've either delivered it or you've finalized it, it's done. And now you've built up all of these, all of these pieces of content out there. Like if you go, if you're coming in here right now and you're like, oh, I found Scott's podcast, then somehow I got led over to Scott's Rock Your Brand Facebook group. And then I start going through and scrolling and I start seeing some of these older posts, and these older posts are talking about an email list building fast track workshop. I wonder what that is. You click on it, you go over there, and you might become a student, right? That's how it works. Or maybe you're starting to hear about Brand Creators Academy, but you're not ready yet, but you know it's coming, right? Or maybe you've been part of the podcast audience for a year and you've been thinking, oh, I really do want to join that, but I just don't know if I'm ready. And then you hear someone that mentions, in a comment, I didn't think I was ready and I'm so glad I did because now I'm so much further ahead. And then you're like, see, that's me, right? So there's a time that it's going to be right for you. And if it's not, that's fine. But you're always seeding, you're always planting, right? And you're doing it in a cool way, right? I don't think you guys really think that I'm over here hammering you with sales messages, because I'm not, but I am bringing awareness to it. I'm going to mention that I have the academy. I'm very proud of it, right? I'm very proud of our academy and our community, right? And what it's evolved to. And it's actually, we're heading on a year, guys. Last year, after Brand Accelerator Live 2019, we officially launched Brand Creators Academy because we had validation at the event, right? The event people were telling us they wanted something where they could connect with each other on a weekly or a monthly basis. They wanted to connect. They wanted community. They also wanted training along the way to help them further. They wanted access to me and Chris Schaefer. And so what did we do? We built it, right? And it made sense. But I get to talk about it, and I'm proud of it, right? Now I have this thing. We following the same process, the playbook. We got the playbook, right? Now we have email list building fast track workshop. We're going to have a digital product creation fast track. We're going to have probably an email writing fast track workshop. And all those workshops will be independently live, but they also lead back to Brand Creators Academy. I'm okay sharing that stuff because I'm out there trying to give you value. There's free value. Here I am today. And there's paid value, right? And it just depends on what you need at where you're at in your journey, right? So just always think about that when you're showing up for your market. All right. Any questions on this? Let's see here. All right. Cool. I'm going to take a sip of coffee too. All right. Let's see. What's up, Jennifer? Jennifer's one of our BCA members. What's up? Good morning, rockers. What's up? What's up? Is it Clyde? Let's see. Karen, what's up, Karen? And rockers, great day. Yes, it is a great day. How did your under $50 product do better versus $97 or more, and why? Let me see here. Are you referring to a physical product or a digital product? I'm just curious. And I'll answer this briefly at where I think you're coming from. Whenever you have something that's over $50, it's not as much of an impulse buy. Think about yourself. If you're spending more than $50, you're going to think about it a little bit more, right? Something less than that, you'll take a chance on it, right? You're like, it's $37, right? You go to $97, you're going to do some more research. You go to $997, you're going to take a lot of, thinking, and you really need to make sure that this is for you. You really want to make sure. And I've done it. I've sold $997. I've sold $1,997. I've sold $25,000. Like, I've sold just about everything at all different levels. And there's not really a right or wrong. Although I will say, my plan with these workshops that are under $50, my goal is to get more people as buyers, okay, that come in. So someone that does pay is just a little bit closer to going to the next step, right? And so that's my idea, right? Building an email list of free subscribers has done me very well, and I'll continue to do that. But I'm also going to focus more on really acquiring people that are investing in that training, even if it's only $27 or $37 or $47. But it allows me to get the people that are willing to put some skin in the game. And most of the time, those people are also going to take the course, right? The free stuff, if I gave you stuff for free all the time, you're just going to be like, I'll get to it on the weekend. But if you pay for something, I guarantee you're going to find time for it, right? So anything under 50, I've found that is usually, it's more of an impulse. And then the 97, it's still not a huge price tag, but it still requires more thinking to think yourself through it. So far, I'm liking the under $50, and I'm gonna play with that model for a little while. Now the Academy is $99 a month, or it's $9.97 for the year. We're also going to be rolling out, what you guys heard for the first time, a quarterly option, which we'll be revealing that on the open when we do the registration. Because some people just want the quarterly. They don't want the monthly. They don't want the yearly. They want the quarterly. So we listened and here we go. Let's see. Does Zoom allow you to record and sell your workshop? Yes, it does. That's actually, if you go through the email list building fast track workshop, we did two live workshops. And then what we did is we pulled the best from each one, each section. We broke it down. And now it's a recording that is polished and it's inside of a training portal. Like, that's exactly what we did. We did use the webinar feature. So you need to purchase either up to 100 live attendees or up to, I think the next one is 300 and then beyond. But typically for anyone, 100 is going to be enough, because you got to remember, not everyone's going to show up live. Some people will show up. They won't show up live. They'll just get the recordings. So yes, Zoom does work for that. Works really well. All right. Well, there you have it. That's exactly how I have done it time and time and time again. So I can really find out what the market wants, what it needs, and then have people vote with their wallet. And I did this two times in the last 2.5 months. And what I'm talking about here is email list building fast track workshop. I did that exact same thing as far as validating that my audience wanted it. And you might even be someone that went through that. So I asked people what they wanted. Then I decided to teach it in a workshop. So I had people register by paying to attend. Then from there, I showed up for 3 hours and I taught the exact process. And then I recorded it and then I turned it into what now is our email list building fast track workshop, which, by the way, if you haven't went through that, you can go through that full workshop because now it's available. And that can be found at brandcreators.com/list. All right. And that shows you how to build an email list up to 500 subscribers in 30 days or less. Okay. These fast track workshops are exactly what I'm talking about. I pre-validated that people wanted this, they needed this, and then I had them vote with their wallet by then putting a little bit of skin in the game. Because we all know, if you put skin in the game, meaning if you're going to attend something, if you buy a ticket to something locally, like let's say that you're going to go to, something locally, maybe it's a little concert series and you're going to go there with some friends. You buy a ticket, guess what? You're going to mark your calendar and you're going to show up. It's the same thing here. Right? So what I did here is exactly what I'm teaching, but we can do it not just with a workshop. We can do it with eBooks. We can do it with templates. All right. We can do it with a video series. It doesn't have to be that. It's just the same process. Okay. So again, if you want to create your own digital product from scratch, and I call this the MVP method, meaning the minimum viable product, we get it created, we get it out there, we get sales. That's the goal. We can always refine it. We can always polish it up later. If you're interested in going through that workshop, head on over to brandcreators.com/digital and you can go through that workshop. Super affordable too, by the way, guys. The whole goal here is for me to help you fast. And from there, hopefully, I can help you further down the line, either with another fast track workshop or who knows, maybe join Brand Creators Academy. All right. So guys, that's it. That's going to wrap up this episode. As always, remember, I'm here for you. I believe in you and I am rooting for you, but you have to come on, say it with me, say it loud, say it proud, take action. Have an awesome, amazing day. And I'll see you right back here on the next episode. Now let's rock your brand.